We're wrapping up September with a number of things to do this week. It's time for Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw along with Ashley Thornton. Glad to have you back, Ashley, as usual.
Thanks, Brody.
Okay, let's dive in because there is a lot going on. I'm looking at three walks coming up on Saturday.
That's right. Plenty of opportunities to get your steps on Saturday. Registration for the American Heart Association Heart Walk starts at 8 a.m. at McLean Stadium. The walk itself starts at 9. You can participate in either the 5K or the 3.1-mile non-competitive walk. Registration for the Waco Walk to End Alzheimer's also starts at 8 a.m. There's a ceremony at 9, and the 2-mile walk starts at 9:30. This walk will take place at Brazos Park East, which is at 2000 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And you can come back out to Brazos Park East Saturday evening for the Out of Darkness Waco Community Walk to raise awareness and funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Participants are invited to bring a pre-decorated luminaria or decorate one on site to honor your loved one or someone who struggles. Registration is at 5 p.m. and the walk itself will take place at 6:30.
Okay, how about the new exhibition that's opening at the Martin Museum of Art?
Yes, very excited about this. If you are an art lover or a bird lover, you will be excited about it too. The Martin Museum of Art at Baylor University is opening an exhibit Saturday featuring the works of world-famous nature artist John James Audubon. The museum is celebrating the exhibit by hosting a family fun day. Among other activities, you'll be able to meet birds from Cameron Park Zoo from noon to 2 and make bird feeders and binoculars from upcycled materials because Audubon, of course, was famous for his drawings and paintings of birds. The whole thing is free and it'll take place Saturday from 10 to 4 in front of the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Building on Baylor campus. Admission to the Martin Museum of Art is always free. The Audubon exhibit will run through November 11th.
And I hear that Waco is going to have its first ever Oktoberfest.
That's right. If you're more of a beer lover than a bird lover, you'll probably want to find your way over to Indian Spring Park Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. to participate in Waco's first ever Oktoberfest. The first event of the day will be a 0.5K beer run sponsored by Burnett's Pub. There's only one rule for this race. You have to finish your stein of beer before you finish the race. Registration is $30. All runners, and I use that word very loosely, will receive a souvenir stein full of beer, admission to the Waco Oktoberfest, and an awe-inspiring Barnett's 0.5K beer run medal. If you choose not to run, admission to the Oktoberfest is $8. You'll enjoy live music at a craft beer garden, giant yard games, and all kinds of other beer-related fun. All proceeds benefit the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Okay, speaking of proceeds, Saturday night there are a handful of fundraisers for some of the most important community nonprofit organizations going on.
That's right. The Waco Civic Theater is having their annual Stars Review fundraiser. This year the theme is Biggest and Best Hits of All Times. From Teen Angel to Achy Breaky Heart to Kung Fu Fighting, you will enjoy hearing the super hits sung by your favorite Waco stars. Tickets are $100 and the show starts at 6:30. From 7 to 9 at the Texas Ranger Museum, we have the Down on the Bayou fundraiser for Youth Connection. This is a local nonprofit that works to prevent teen pregnancy. Patrons will feast on Cajun cuisine while dancing to the live music of the Morticians. Tickets are $75. And at the Waco Convention Center, you can take a gamble with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Waco at their Great Gatsby-inspired Casino Night fundraiser. That event starts at 7, and the tickets are $100.
Shuffle up and deal. That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, Monday, the Bell Russell Lecture in the Humanities at Baylor. That happens at 3:30, and the public is invited to this event.
We've been looking forward to this for a long time. The speaker this year is going to be Ken Burns. He is the director and producer of several very popular documentary series, the Vietnam War, baseball, jazz, the Civil War. The lecture is free, but you must have a ticket to be admitted. When I checked, there were still a few tickets available. You can pick them up at the Baylor Ticket Office, which is inside the Bill Daniel Student Center.
And Keep Waco Beautiful, hosting one of their popular rainwater harvesting classes. That's going to be on Tuesday the 2nd.
Right. In fact, they are offering this class each Tuesday in October. There are 10 slots available per class. Reserve your space now at the Keep Waco Beautiful website. The $50 registration fee covers $150 worth of materials, including a 55-gallon rain barrel and conversion kit. Classes will take place from 6 to 7 on Tuesdays in October at the Keep Waco Beautiful office, which is now located at 502 Austin Avenue.
And it's that time of year. The heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo is coming back.
That's right. If you love cowboys, concerts, carnival, and rides,
who
and who doesn't?
And wiener dog races,
mutton busting. Thursday is sneak a peek night at the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo. The fair will run from this Thursday, October 4th through the 13th at the Extraco Event Center on Bosque. Check out the HOTFair.com website for all the details about events and prices.
You can't say there's not enough to do in Waco.
No, and this is just a little bit of it. There's really a lot more.
Well, you can check out what's happening. More details at actlocallywaco.org. Thank you so much for being with us again, Ashley. We really do appreciate you coming in and sharing all this information with us.
Thanks for having me.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.